I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nabreski at On the Water magazine. Hi, Andy.
How we doing, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Andy, a big deal for local fishermen, a fish that a lot of fishermen eagerly anticipate appear to have shown up earlier than usual, and we're talking about bonito. Tell us what you're hearing right now about the approach of bonito.
That is correct. This is pretty unusually early for us to be seeing them. They're a member of the tuna family, and they're highly migratory. Not a whole lot is known about them, but anglers fishing, particularly around the vineyard in the past week, have started seeing them. Generally, it's not until maybe late July, even early August, we start seeing them. So this is unusual to be seeing bonito this early in the season.
For people who don't know about bonito, describe one for us. You're just saying that they're in the tuna family, but these are not that big.
Sure. We're talking a big bonito would be 7-8 pounds. Your average fish is going to probably run 4 to 6 pounds. So they don't get particularly large, but they're incredible fighters. They're incredibly fast fish. They're a lot of fun. Really get the drag on your reel screaming when you hook into one, and they put up a pretty impressive fight for their size.
One of the things people often say about bonito is they have very good eyesight, so fishing for them is a little bit different than just throwing a big lure at a striped bass or a bluefish.
That's correct. They tend to live in very clear water. They don't like going into murky water, and they feed pretty much predominantly with their vision, and they have good eyesight. They can be very fussy. You generally need to go down to a lighter leader. Let's say I'll generally go probably about a 15-pound test leader, which is pretty light. And small lures, small swimming plugs, when you troll those in the rip, those tend to be the best way to catch them. They're generally feeding on smaller bait fish like peanut bunker or sand eels.
Tell us where you're hearing reports of them showing up and in what kind of numbers.
The main spot we've been hearing about them, and it's usually one of the hottest spots of the year, is called the Hooter. It's a buoy just about 3 miles south of Muskeget Channel off of Martha's Vineyard. Interestingly, it gets its name because when the waves go up and down, it has a sort of horn on it that makes a hooting sound. It's a pretty distinct landmark in that part of the sea. There's a lot of shallow rips off of that, and they have been showing up there. We've also heard of some off the south side of the vineyard. Even some surf casters have managed to find some there, and off of Menemsha on the west side of the island.
Let's round up the other fishing action. What are you hearing from around the region? What should we be looking for if we're heading out this weekend?
Sure. As far as striper fishing goes, the hot spots now are going to be in the colder water. Cape Cod Bay is fishing well right now. Monomoy is also fishing well and off of Chatham. Things have slowed down for stripers in Vineyard Sound and Buzzards Bay, but there's certainly still a lot of small fish around, which is a good sign to see. As far as sea bass fishing goes, that's starting to slow down a little bit now, especially in Buzzards Bay, although you can always find sea bass if you look around some of the deeper wrecks in Vineyard Sound and Nantucket Sound. Few reports of bluefin tuna, nothing fast and furious yet, but they're showing up off of Chatham. I've also heard just recently that there are some bluefin tuna south of Martha's Vineyard, which we typically start seeing around this time of year. And what else do we have? I also heard of some northern kingfish, which is another interesting kind of summer visitor. They're being caught on the south side of Cape Cod. They're relatively small fish. People generally catch them fishing bait in sandy areas. But kind of like the bonito, it seems like the past few years we've been seeing more and more kingfish around as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy Nabreski, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.